An entitled racist Karen claims that my house I'm renting out is secretly a brothel, and when I confront her about this, she calls the police claiming that I threatened her. But things do not go well for this Karen as a wonderful police officer steps in and puts her in her place. Here's what happened. So first, some background information before we get started. My stepsister and her girlfriend rent a house that my boyfriend and I purchased, and it's remodeled in a college town in central Missouri. They're on a lease with some fellow students at the local college. So in a three-bedroom house, there are five girls. My boyfriend is over often because he takes care of a lot of the gardening, as well as any tasks that require some heavy lifting. He had warned me that the next door neighbor is a bit nosy, but just to keep track, that is five girls and one guy that routinely come over there. I haven't really been to the house since we finished it. That is, until this last weekend. Someone had suggested that small garden boxes along the side of the house would be nice, so they can plant some herbs and maybe some vegetables come springtime. And I am honestly all about that. Since I'm the green thumb of the couple, I went over and built some terrace garden boxes along the side of the house. Each of them was about 4 feet by 3 feet. So each bed was about 3.5 foot wide by 3/4 of a foot. Why am I doing this right before winter? Basically, so we can make sure that the boxes are draining properly without losing too much soil from the box due to runoff. I am just finishing up when this entitled Karen makes her appearance. The conversation starts off rather normal, even though I can tell that she is digging for some kind of gossip to be able to tell the women's group at her church. Then she beckons me closer and says the following.
I know that you're just the hired help, and you are just here to do your job, but you do know what this house is, right?
Not knowing what she's talking about, I ask her for further clarification by saying, no, I don't know what you're talking about. What kind of house is this? She leans into me in a lowered voice and says,
well, I don't want to get involved, but I figured I ought to warn a pretty young girl like yourself. This is a brothel.
And at this point, I was blown away. So I ask her what proof she has that this is a brothel. And she explains that she saw a man here about a week or so ago, and he was telling the girls that they need to pay him. She then goes on to explain that when he went to leave, my stepsister and her girlfriend both gave him a long hug. I ask her if she has anything else, and she says that she sees a mixture of people coming in and out, mostly men, coming and staying for a couple of hours or so before leaving, which really isn't that unusual for five college-age students, especially when you consider friends or classmates coming over for study groups or maybe a group project of some kind. But you know what? My mistake is I ended up rolling my eyes and clearly appearing uninterested in listening to her any further because she started to huff.
Well, I see you are not concerned about these girls and their welfare. I bet that pimp has you in on it too. Well, I know the owner of this property, and I'm going to report what's going on to them.
And this is where I knew I had her, because my boyfriend and I own this place outright, and I don't know her from anywhere, and she clearly did not know my boyfriend. I look at this entitled Karen, and I say, go ahead, Karen, why don't you call them over? This Karen then says,
oh, well, they live in St. Louis, and you know what that means.
I look at her and I say, no, I really don't know what that means. I push her further, trying to figure out if she innocently just means that it would take the owner too long to get here, or that the owner doesn't care. But St. Louis and or Kansas City have also become a bit of a dog whistle for black in this part of the state, and that is exactly what I think she means by it, almost confirmed by her stuttering over her words and saying,
you've got to know what that means, right?
I look at her and I say, you should have said nothing. You are exactly what is wrong with this state. Now, you need to take your bigoted self inside and leave us alone. And if I hear about you harassing the people that live here or work here, I will have the police over here very fast. After I said this, this did in fact have the desired effect of making her go away. What I failed to foresee in my anger was that this entitled Karen was calling the police and claiming that I threatened her. My stepsister came out shortly after this Karen went away and was talking to me about her, as well as some of the rude comments that have been sent her and her girlfriend's way, where she basically implies that they need Jesus and that she and her girlfriend are going straight to hell. It was about this time that the police roll up and start asking questions about what is going on with this Karen, as they had gotten a report that someone matching my description had threatened her. So I recount to this officer what exactly happened. It's at this time my stepsister asks the officer if she can show him something on her phone. The officer says yes, and my stepsister proceeds to show him a video with audio of the conversation, and this lovely 6-foot-plus tall police officer that that is also African-American also picks up on the unspoken meaning of St. Louis owners. And if that wasn't enough to upset this police officer, my sister then proceeds to show him videos of this entitled Karen's harassment towards her and her girlfriend, saying stuff like,
"Y'all can go inside, but don't go far. I'll be right back."
So with all of that in mind, and us not wanting to miss out on the action, we gathered round the side window that allows us to overlook this entitled Karen's front door. This police officer marched up to her door and gave it 3 booming knocks against the door before waiting for this entitled Karen to come out. Unfortunately, he did not have the conversation on the porch with her. But I will say this, even with all of her doors and windows closed, we could hear the officer's raised voice. He came back about 5 minutes later and told us that he warned her to leave us alone and to stop harassing us. Before leaving, he gave my stepsister his card and said that if she acts up again, to give him a call and he will get us a no contact order and charge her with harassment. It's been 4 days, and this entitled Karen won't as much as look in the direction of anyone in the house. So hopefully that is the end of it. This entitled Karen really is a horrible person. First off, she's just completely racist. There's no other way putting it. But also incredibly discriminatory towards this woman and her girlfriend. Like, literally leave people alone. They're not doing anything wrong, and they have not harmed anybody in the process. If this entitled Karen literally just minded her own business, none of this would have been an issue. And it's all just self-inflicted problems. So good for this original poster and their family stepping up and proving that this racist Karen definitely needs to be put in her place. And hopefully in the future, nothing like this ever happens again, because the people in this story don't deserve it. And if anything, they really do deserve better neighbors. My girlfriend refuses to renegotiate our living expenses because she doesn't trust me with money, and I honestly don't know what to do. My girlfriend and I have been together for 4 years and moved in together after we both got jobs upon graduating from college. At the time, 2 years ago, we both got about the same wages, about $50,000 a year. So we agreed that we would split our shared living expenses. So stuff like food, utilities, rent, pet expenses, it was all 50-50, which was completely fine. I was still fine to pay for date stuff, like going out to get dinner or to an event or something like that, but our general stuff that we need to live would be split between us. Then a year ago, I got a raise at my job. So now I was making about $62,000 a year. We agreed that since I was now making a little bit more, it would then be fair for me to pay a little bit more in our living expenses. So we changed it where I would pay 55% and she would pay 45%. I didn't have any real problem with this either. I thought it was fine. After doing this system for a while, my girlfriend got a new job about a month ago. Her new salary was $85,000 a year, which is way more than what it was before and way more than what I make. I was happy for her and everything like that. But obviously, about a week into her new job, I asked if we could renegotiate the splitting of our expenses, since now she was making substantially more than me. She kind of dismissed me at that point and was like, "Oh, we can talk about it later. I'm all stressed out and adjusting to the new job, and I just need time to relax before we figure this out." I said that's fine, and I figured I would bring it up again maybe later. Another week or two went by, and I brought it up again, and she dismissed me, saying she didn't want to deal with that right now. Last night, I decided to bring it up once again, since it has been a whole month, and I figured we should just settle the issue, since I am still paying more than her, even though she makes a lot more than I do now. I sat down with her and said that we should talk about it, and she immediately got defensive and kind of snotty. I said to her that I was happy to pay a little extra when I got a boost in my income, so it's only fair for her to do the same thing, since she is now making a lot more money, and she's making more than me. I know we both make enough money, and we're not gonna go broke if the other person doesn't pay their fair share. But it is still important to me that we are contributing what we are able to contribute to our combined well-being. She then said that she shouldn't be penalized for making more money by earning her new job, and also saying that I'm just being really greedy by trying to get out of paying my fair share of things. Her argument was that I should be happy that she got her new job, but supposedly the only reason that I'm acting happy is because it gives me an opportunity to get money out of her. She then told me that I am untrustworthy with money due to a history of bad decisions with it. Now, what she's referencing here is that when I was 19 years old and I had my first job during the summer, I made a solid amount of money and I proceeded to blow all of it on some stock that didn't play out well. So in total, I lost about $3,000. It was dumb, I regret it, but I was 19 years old and I never had any money before. But you know what? I now know know better. So for her to use something that happened years ago, when I was basically still a dumb teenager, and throw that in my face as a reason that I'm untrustworthy with money is honestly very offensive. She argued that if I use more of my income on living expenses, I will have less opportunity to throw it away on stupid things, like stocks or things that we don't need. So she is pretending to protect me by making sure I don't have as much money. I tried to argue that I am responsible now and would never waste money to that extent, and that she is being unreasonable, but she was not having any of it and refused to change the terms of our finances. Is there anything I can do here to change her mind on this matter? Is there any way I can convince her, either directly or indirectly, that we need to divide our finances up more fairly? I'm not exactly poor, but it feels like garbage knowing that I am paying way more than I should on living supplies, and I honestly don't know what to do.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The way your girlfriend is acting is absolutely unfair. So she was eager to increase your amount that you have to pay when you got a raise, but suddenly when she gets a raise on a job and lands something where she's making literally $20,000 more than you, she's now absolutely belligerent saying, no, I'm not going to pay for more. I'm sorry, but that is just absolutely ridiculous. And that's so selfish and unfair, and her logic is absolutely flawed. And the fact that she's trying to imply that she's protecting you by taking your money is absolutely baloney. And there's no good excuse for that, to be completely honest with you. She literally has you footing most of the bill just so she can then put money away in her bank account, instead of balancing it out, kind of like what you did when you got a raise. It's all very hypocritical in my opinion, and this really does sound like a miserable living experience. I mean, it's a classic case where she wants to have her cake and eat it too. So I think having a serious conversation with her and explaining, hey, this is just unfair, not only that you're using some incident that happened when I was a teenager, but also that you're just unmoving on trying to increase your amount that you pay when we did that exact thing to me when I got an increase in pay. Hopefully she can see some kind of logic, because legitimately this is unfair for you, and I would be upset about this if this happened to me as well. Today I messed up because I didn't help my neighbor with his stolen minivan. For a bit of context, I live in an apartment complex in a supposedly safe province within Mexico. I won't mention the exact location for privacy reasons. I was temporarily home alone as my family went to celebrate a holiday in another town across the country. In the morning, I saw one of my neighbors from the complex talking to the cops, and there were about 4 police cars parked in the street. I didn't pay much attention because I was running late to go have some breakfast. My sister was waiting for me in the car to leave for a restaurant, and as I entered the car, she asked me, "Why are there so many cops over there?" I responded by saying that I really did not know what was going on, and I assumed that maybe there was some kind of altercation with another neighbor or something along those lines. It does go without saying, though, that within my apartment complex, we also have the stereotypical entitled Karen neighbor. We know for a fact, however, it was not a dispute and that the entitled neighbor had nothing to do with why the cops were there. I'll clarify this later on. Anyway, we were on our way to a restaurant. My sister and I began speculating on what actually happened regarding the neighbor and the cops until I suddenly remembered that he had recently bought a car, something like a Voyager or a Windstar. Since there was no more space available within the parking lot of the complex, he had to park it down the street. And this is where things kind of blew up from there. It turns out that either the day or the night before that, that vehicle was stolen. I had no idea how it happened, because that same day, I had actually attended a concert, which eventually ended late in the night, and I was a bit under the influence and tired, to be honest. So I thought it was some other vehicle that was left to rot in the street on purpose. I didn't pay attention either, but I remember prior to that incident, I saw that neighbor starting the car as he was driving away. I remembered it just on the spot. That's when I came to realize what finally happened when talking to my sister. Now, here comes the namesake of this story. Fast forward to 3 days ago. My mother was back from her trip, and I talked to her about the subject, and then she later told the neighbors about it. The car theft was further confirmed on the spot, and in addition, he had actually filed a police report at the time. But here's the nastiest part of all of this. Over the course of these weeks, not a single neighbor had said a thing or supported the victim regarding the piece of garbage who stole the car. We actually had a WhatsApp group of the neighborhood, but nobody said a thing either. Also, we had a third neighbor who had installed CCTV around the outdoors, as well as the parking lot and the sidewalks, and he didn't do anything about it either. He may have had any footage that could serve as evidence on who was the idiot who did the deed, but again, he kept quiet about the matter. But of course, like you would expect, when it comes to staying alert to everything a neighbor does, for the sake of getting gossip, they're more than prepared for that. I'm disappointed in the matter, and I came to the conclusion that my neighbors are absolute jerks, and they are just indifferent, and would leave you to pass away if that was the case, treating your potential issues as if nothing ever happened, and it's honestly all very disgusting. This is a really unfortunate situation, because it sounds like the guy who had his car stolen lives in a neighborhood where their neighbors do not care about them. They would literally just watch it all get taken away from him and say nothing instead of stepping in and helping. And unfortunately, that includes the original poster. I mean, if I had any kind of information about how my neighbor's car got stolen in the middle of the night, I would definitely say something. And this is especially true for the guy who has literal footage of the outdoors and probably has something that could help. I mean, why would you just be so indifferent and not get involved in some kind of way? Maybe they're just not friendly in that way, and maybe there really is no camaraderie or any neighborly behavior that you would expect even at a base level in that complex. That must really suck to live there, and hopefully that guy is able to figure out what happened to his minivan, because I can only imagine the nightmare he's currently dealing with. Today, I messed up by allowing my jealous cousin to use my laptop. My cousin, who we'll call Mark, that's not his real name, has always been financially better off than I am. He always was able to go on vacation, he always had the nicest clothes, and always had the nicest things. And a part of me really resented him for that. So my birthday was over a month ago. My mom has saved up for months to buy me a MacBook Air. When I got it, I was so happy. You guys don't understand. I had never received anything more expensive than $50 max. I don't blame my mom for it. I have siblings and she's a single parent. I've used the laptop to draw, play Minecraft, watch movies, everything. I absolutely loved it. Well, my cousins were staying over for the holidays coming up. Thanksgiving at my house is basically a Christmas. We put up the tree and pick out names for Secret Santa. My cousin was already angry that I had received a laptop for my birthday and he didn't. I was humble about it and I didn't rub it in or anything. I just posted on social media, and instead of my private story, I posted it on public. Well, all of this boiled down to today. Mind you, we hadn't really said anything to each other. I kept my distance because we would usually end up arguing. This guy acts like anything he says is facts and never checks actual resources and gets his information from TikToks. He came to me rather nicely, which is where I messed up. I should have known something was up. He asked me to use my laptop in order to watch Netflix. It's the Christmas season, so I was feeling nice in that moment, so I just let him use it. I kid you not, not even a few hours later, he brings it back to me smashed to pieces, with a smug look on his face. And of course, I am absolutely furious. This is the only gift of any type of monetary value I've received in my life. I immediately asked him to explain. He then called me trash and that I shouldn't have something this expensive anyways. Not only did I jump up from my seat faster than Speedy Gonzalez, I also started pummeling this absolute moron. My mom and my aunt and my uncle come into the room and drag me off of him. Both of us are crying, and I was crying because of my laptop. My aunt then started cradling him like a baby, and he started bawling harder, explaining how I tripped and broke my laptop, but I blamed him for it. I literally started screaming louder than ever before and told all of them what he said to me. My mom, of course, is very upset. She started crying too. She's a waitress and spent forever saving for my gift. I mean, it's not like my family's made of money. Now my aunt and my mom are fighting. My aunt is blaming me and my mom is defending me. I can't prove what he said about me, and I can't prove that I didn't break it. I'm just so angry. I've been trying to calm down, but I simply can't. I am just too upset over what happened. What an absolute piece of garbage. Like, legitimately, this cousin is a terrible person. He broke your laptop and did so much damage to you personally. That is unfair for you. I did a quick Google search, and some of these MacBook Airs can cost up to $1,000. That is not cheap. That is a very expensive piece of equipment. So the fact that he just broke it and said, "Oh, you can't have this. You're trash," is so disgusting, I can't even even think straight. So you know what? I probably would have reacted the same way if my cousin acted like that. It's inappropriate and completely uncalled for. And I'm so sorry that the original poster is dealing with that. And I really don't think this is your fault. Your cousin is just awful. And hopefully, just for the sake of your own sanity, karma comes back and gets what he deserves. Because your cousin literally owes you a laptop. And it really would be terrible if he gets away with it. Thanks for watching. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, use the playlist at the top of the description. And the next time you live stream, use the Cream of the Crop music. Search Cream of the Stream on Spotify or whatever platform you use for copyright-free music to use for your next stream.